Today is Friday, February 14th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. You know, Fatty always says, if you don't have a Valentine, don't worry, I'll be your Valentine. On Father's Day, I think he says, if you don't have a daddy, I'll be your daddy. Actually, when he says that, it's really annoying to me. I get annoyed by people. I'm just going to admit this. I'm one of the nicest people you will ever meet in the world to people's face. But internally in my brain, I'm thinking horrible things. I mean, it's another thing for me to feel bad about and apologize about, because internally I'm smiling and being nice and all of this kind of crap. And I'm having like judgmental, annoyed thoughts. Like on Twitter. I need to quit Twitter. I've basically quit Facebook. I mean, I'm still on Facebook, but I never check Facebook. So if any of you have had birthdays on Facebook, or like, you know, you expected a happy birthday on Facebook from me, I never go into Facebook. Ever. Like, sometimes Mark will tag me in a photo and he'll be like, hey, go and approve this tag or whatever. And so I'll do that. But other than that, I just don't look at Facebook anymore. Because I think Facebook got Donald Trump elected, and I just, no, I've never really loved Facebook all that much, but anyway, regardless. But I'm on Twitter a lot, and there was some video of this guy who kept punching the back of the seat of the woman on the airplane, and it just made me think how annoyed I get with people on planes. I don't want someone to try to have a conversation with me, because I just want to put in my headphones and watch my Netflix or read my book or do whatever. I really hate it when people spread out. Like the last flight, Mark and I coming back from Vegas, there was this guy sitting next to me. And it was late. You know, we were on the like 1 a.m. red eye flight, right? And so this guy decided he wanted to put his coat over his head. And so he proceeds to put his coat, his puffy jacket, not just a coat, but like a puffy, you know, pillowy coat. And the coat goes over the armrest and is now encroaching on my space. And it's like touching me. And I know that's silly. I mean, I know it's like, don't touch me. You know, I mean, I know it's silly. Like, he seemed like a perfectly clean, reasonable person. But yet, it was really bothering me that his coat was touching me. But at the same time, I didn't want him to think I was rude, so I didn't move the coat or say, excuse me, your coat is, like, on me, you know? His coat was just, like, and it was just barely, it was just touching me enough that I kind of move away, you know? It was horrible. Anyway, I get annoyed. So bottom line is, I get annoyed by things, and so I really kind of get annoyed a little bit when Fatty goes, Daddy! But, you know, I mean, it's like, it's a small thing, Fatty. You can keep doing it. It's fine. Do it all the time. But my brain and my soul has a little bit, I don't know. So all of that to say, he says, if you need a Valentine, he'll be your Valentine. What I'm going to say to you is, if you don't have a Valentine, enjoy your singleness. Go out and hook up, you know, or, you know, if you don't want to hook up, or, you know, you aren't being successful on the dating apps, then go get a double cheeseburger and like eat a double cheeseburger, because no one's there to be like, you know, worried whether or not you're overweight, you know, rock that dad bod, or I don't know, do whatever, do something you love, go on a trip, see things, whatever. I love being in a relationship and I love Mark. But I can say equally well that I enjoyed being single. Like, so I enjoy, you know, just spending my money on whatever I wanted for myself, going on whatever trips I wanted to go on, living in England for a while, you know, just whatever, eating whatever I wanted to, working out whenever I wanted to. So yeah, do that. But if you really need a Valentine, I mean, I'm not single, but you know, you can share Mark and I if you want, but I'm going to say enjoy your singleness. There is no reason to be depressed at all. But I was sweet and I got Mark a card. We decided we were not doing presents because Valentine's Day is a silly holiday. And birthday and Christmas, we've now made a list of furniture items we're buying that we haven't bought that were going to be Christmas present and birthday present because we never know what to get each other. So now we either take a trip and we say that's our present to each other, or we're like, oh, we need this for the house. So well, like we need a really big shoe rack, but like a piece of furniture that's nice to put in our walk-in closet because Mark has too many shoes. And we need end tables for the living room. And so those are on the list. We haven't been able to find any end tables that we both like. And so that's still on the list. We did get the rug. We got the runner for the kitchen, the runner rug. And we got a runner rug for our master bathroom. And that those were on the list. So at least those things are done. But we didn't want to have more things added to the list. So we're like, we're just going to get a card. You know, we can get flowers or candy or whatever, but nothing more than that. No present. And so last night after my performance, because me, you know, I wait till the last minute to do things. And so last night we get out of our performance at 10:10 last night, which by the way, I'm at about 80%. I kind of rank my performances and I feel like I'm about an 80% when I average all my performances together, you know, just in case you wanted to know my performances. And so anyway, I ran to Walmart after my performance and got a little stuffed dog and a bag of Skittles because I know he likes Skittles, and I got a card. And then this morning while he was showering, I ran downstairs and wrote in the card and I put it in his car, so that when he got in his car, he would have the stuffed animal and the Skittles and the card. And that was it. I mean, that's Valentine's. He gave me a card this morning. So anyway, we've done the card thing. But yeah, enjoy being single if you're single. If not, do something special for your loved one. But really, you should be doing special stuff. You know, he and I go on dates every week. That's our restaurant of the week. So you should really do, you know, special things all the time. The other thing I was going to talk about is I think I've decided. So Joe in Dallas messaged me on Twitter, and it was probably supposed to be a secret, but I used to be a air quotes webcam model back in my late 20s, early 30s. And I was tan, you know, I weighed less than I do now. I worked out all the time and I was a webcam model, and I didn't make loads of money, but it was just like, you know, it was on a site called Flirt for Free, and my parents found out about it. It was horrible. Anyway, but I did that for a while, and so Joe in Dallas, and now apparently there's this thing called OnlyFans where mostly porn stars or amateur porn stars can go on there, and they can charge a subscription fee. So, you know, $5 or $10 a month or something like that, and then, you know, people pay and you release content. And he said that he thought that my way to make millions or whatever, his brilliant idea. So Kathy Bacon thinks I should write an app that shows you search results on where to donate your food. And now Joe in Dallas is saying I should go back into the porn industry and I should open an OnlyFans account. I don't think that Mark would be that into that anymore. When he met me, I was doing the webcam stuff and he said he didn't care. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's something that you have to be a special kind of person to really be okay with your partner doing that. And then the other thing is, I really have a dad bod now. I remember I told you guys I was like 185 and I lost 3 or 4 pounds in that first week. And now I've gone off the rails again. So I don't even know what I weigh, but I'm starting back Monday. So anyway, hopefully I'll be able to lose some weight before, maybe get down to my 160s before Pride 48 event. But anyway, my $1 million idea now is I'm going to start branding myself more. I'm going to open up another YouTube account, a YouTube channel, and I'm going to do technology how to. And a long time ago, I was going to do this and it never went anywhere, but I'm going to do it now, start branding myself as a technology person on YouTube. And then I'm going to start creating Udemy online courses, and my listeners to my YouTube videos can go to Udemy and pay, you know, 10 or 15 bucks for whatever course I'm offering. And I can bring in extra money that way. So I think that's my, so I've got to work on my video studio again and get that up to par. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Happy Valentine's Day and have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.